Afternoon.
午安.
It's good to be together again.
我们能够再在一起聚集, 实在是美好.
It's always a privilege to open the Lord's Word.
我们能够打开主的话, 实在是神的恩典.
And our expectation is not to hear from man.
我们是不是期望能够从人听到什么声音?
What does man have to say worth anything?
人能够说的值多少呢?
But when the Lord speaks,
但当主说话的时候,
His words are spirit and life.
他的话就是灵，就是生命。
So our desire as we come again this afternoon and tonight is that the Lord would speak.
今天我们下午或者晚上在一起来到他面前的时候，我们祷告求主向我们说话。
Turn to our text verse again in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
让我们翻到哥林多前书第15章, 这是我们的主题的经文。
We're sharing from this single verse, verse 10.
我们只看这一节经文, 就是第10节。
I'll read the phrases and then our brother will read them.
我来读一段一段的, 那我们的弟兄也一段一段翻译。
But by God's grace, I am what I am.
然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的。
And His grace, which was towards me, has not been vain.
并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的。
But I have labored more abundantly than they all.
我比众使徒格外劳苦。
But not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。Let's
have another word of prayer.
让我们再祷告。Lord,
we commit your word to you.
主啊，我们把你的话交在你手中。We
always come to you in dependence.
我们来到你面前就要来单单依靠主你。And
we always say what Peter said on that day.
就像彼得所承认的一样，在那一天。To
whom shall we go?
除了你，我们还跟随谁呢？
You alone have the words of eternal life.
因为你有永生之道。
And once again, we pray that you would open to us what this verse is speaking of.
但愿你再次开启我们的眼睛, 让我们看到这一节经文里面所含有的意义。
That you would grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of Him.
把智慧和启示的灵赐给我们，使我们能够真知道他。
Then the eyes of our heart will be enlightened.
我们心中的眼睛都能得到开启。
For we ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
靠耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen. Well, this is our second session together.
这次是我们第二讲。
We've been speaking from this verse that the Apostle Paul spoke to the Corinthian church near the end of this letter.
在我们说到保罗呢，用这一节经文呢，说到是在这本书在结尾的时候。
As I mentioned to you last night, I'm deeply impressed with this verse.
像昨天晚上我提到的一样，这段经文呢，这一节经文深深地打动了我。
There seems to be a universe of grace expounded in this verse.
在这一节经文里面呢，说到这个。
It reminds me of what the Apostle Paul said when he spoke of the love of God in Ephesians 3:18.
我们记得我们读到这个以弗所书3:18节说到基督的爱的长阔高深。
He said the breadth and length and depth and height of the love of God that passes understanding.
他说到那个基督爱的长阔高深是超乎我们所能够思想的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the breadth and length and depth and height of the grace of God.
这段经文里面说到乃是神恩典的长阔高深。
This verse breaks easily into these four parts we just read.
我们刚才读到这一节经文可以分成
And I believe it's a progressive revelation from the Apostle Paul to us of the depth of God's grace.
他这里呢, 是逐步的, 把我们带到神恩典的四个部分。
Each phrase builds on the other phrase.
每一个部分呢，乃是建筑在另外一个部分上。
And then there's another phrase building on the previous phrase.
每一个部分呢，建筑在前面那个部分上。
And in the end, we get an understanding of something of the complete work of grace.
那到最后呢，我们就看到这个神完全的恩典。
It's a universe of grace.
这个恩典乃是包罗万有的。
And brothers and sisters, if we are going to grow in the Lord,
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们在主里面成长
，to that full stature that is in Christ Jesus,
长成基督丰满的身量
，we must understand something of this universe of grace.
我们能够体会一点的神包罗万有的这个恩典。
And not only what must we understand something of this universe of grace,
不但我们明白一些
like the Apostle Paul, we have to enter into this universe of grace.
像保罗一样，我们能够进入并且经历这个包罗万有的恩典。
It's only then you understand the complete work of grace.
只有这样，你才能够明白一些什么叫做神完全的。
It is not by knowledge we apprehend in our mind.
这不是我们头脑的一些知识
But it's by experiencing the living grace of God.
乃是这个经历活的恩典
So may the Lord help us to see something of the complete work of grace.
但愿主今天晚上帮助我们能够知道神完全的恩典
When you read this single verse, you discover the little word but.Four times.
你如果读这一段经这节经文的时候，你看到这个字啊，但是或者是然而，四次。
You may not think that's a very important word.
你不觉得这个但是是重要的字
？But I think it's a vitally important word.
但是我觉得，这个字是非常重要的。
Paul said, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am."
他说。然而，但是，我是成了何等的人，是蒙神的恩才成的。
But I have labored more abundantly than they all.
他说，然而呢，我比众使徒格外劳苦。
But not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
然而，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
All you can think of.Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 4 and 5.
或者是你想到以弗所书的第二章的第四节跟第五节。
I think it's one of the most profound verses, two verses in the Bible.
这个两节经文呢是在圣经里面最深奥的两节经文。
It says, it starts with this profound phrase, but God.
它是以然而神做开始。
In this universe of grace, that's all we need to know.
在包罗万有的神的恩典里呢，这是我们所要知道的。
But God,
然而神
and it goes on to say, being rich in mercy, because of his great love where he loved us, we too being dead in offenses, has quickened us with Christ, ye are saved.By grace.
他说神既有丰富的怜悯因为他爱我们的大爱当我们死在过犯中的时候便叫我们与基督一同活过来你们得救是本乎恩。
This is the answer to all of man's deficiencies.
这是神回答所有人类的缺陷的地方。
But God.
然而神
I remember Brother Sparks used to say years ago.
我记得这个史百克弟兄说到这些话
Watch that word but in the scriptures
在圣经里面讲到然而的时候我们要特别注意
Look at that word but in the scriptures
你看到圣经里面讲到然而但是的时候你要注意
Because often when you see that word you begin to understand the depth of the meaning of the word of God
当你注意到这个小的字的时候呢你就能够进到神的那个深处
I may have told you before, but I'm an engineer.
我跟你们讲过，我是工程师。
And I am one of these poor engineers that's married to an English major.
我是工程师的，然后呢我娶了一个这个英文系的老师。
It's a terrible curse.
就是非常大的重担。
Every time I speak, Linda never hears what I say.
每次我讲话的时候呢，我的姊妹从来没有听见我说的什么。
But she knows every English error that I make.
她呢每次纠正我所英文所犯的文法上的错误。
And she dutifully recites every English mistake that I make.
她记得我所讲的所有英文的错误的地方。
So I tell her, English is a foreign language to me.
所以我只有承认说，英文是对我来说是一个外语。
And you know, the English people used to say, you never start a sentence with the word but.
讲英文的人告诉我们呢，你呢开头的时候呢不能讲但是。
You never use this conjunction, this connecting word to start a proper English sentence.
你不是一开始讲话的时候就用一个连结词。
You know, I'm glad they changed their mind.
我很高兴的这些文法师呢改变了他们的主意。
The Apostle Paul,
这个使徒保罗呢
and Brother Sparks were way ahead of their time.
还有斯百克弟兄呢，他们实在是超越时代的。
They understood the importance of this powerful little word.
他们发觉到这个但是这个小字的重要性。
And now these great English minds that I still don't understand say this.
这些在英文上造诣很深的人仍然这样说。
It's okay to start a sentence with the word but.
但是现在呢他们说呢你开始的时候用这个但是然而这个连接词是可以的。
Because it expresses something of wonder and surprise.
因为那个是为了表达那个惊奇。
Now I'm not here to give you an English lecture that I hardly understand myself.
我在这里不是要教你们英文文法因为我自己也不懂。
But here the Apostle Paul was surprised by grace.
我们在这边看到使徒保罗呢被这个神的恩典呢让他真是感到非常的惊奇。
He was caught up with the wonder of God's matchless grace.
神那个绝对测不透的那个恩典里呢他呢完全的被这个神的恩典吸引了。
And he couldn't help but to explain the depth of that grace to the Corinthian church.
他呢就情不自禁的要把神恩典的那个深度来向哥林多的教会的弟兄姊妹说。
Thank God we can be shocked and in awe at the wonderful grace of God.
感谢神，神的恩典使我们惊奇，使我们惊叹。
This Ephesians 4 verse 7 is another verse I want you to look at.
以弗所书第四章第七节。这是另外一个经文我想和
But each one of us has been given grace according to the measure of the gift.
我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
So yesterday we looked at grace, the grace of God, our beginning and our end.
我们昨天提到的神的恩典是使我们开始也使我们结束的。
We saw grace as Paul's testimony.
我们并且看到神的恩典乃是保罗的见证。
I am what I am, first of all, but I am what I am by the grace of God.
他说是然而呢我今日成了何等的人是蒙神的恩才成的。
Paul gave all the credit to grace.
保罗把一切都归归于神的恩典。
Paul was a grace-made man.
保罗是从神的恩典中造成的人。
And this is not just to be Paul's testimony, this is to be our testimony.
这不但应该是保罗的见证，也是你我的见证。
The second thing we looked at last night was grace, our beginning and our end.
上次我们看到第二点呢，就是神的恩典呢，是我们的开始，也是我们的结尾。
This verse begins with grace.
这个经文呢，就从恩典开始。
This verse ends with grace.
这经文呢，是以恩典结束。
Every letter that the Apostle Paul wrote began with grace.
所有的书信，保罗所写的所有书信都是以神的恩典开始的。
Every letter the Apostle Paul concluded, he concluded with grace.
每卷书结尾的时候呢，保罗一定是以神的恩典结尾。
He understood grace is our beginning and grace is our end.
保罗深深地明白神的恩典是我们的开始，我们也结束在神的恩典中。
And Paul understood one other thing we touched upon in our introduction last night.
昨天晚上我们也提到另外一点。
Not only was grace his testimony,
不但神恩典是他的见证。
Not only was grace his beginning and his end,
不但神的恩典是他的开始也是他的结尾。
But grace was everything in between.
在开始跟结尾当中呢，每一件事都是从神的恩造成的。
This grace of God is our portion while we're on the earth.
当我们在地上的时候，神的恩典就是我们杯中的份。
And all of our circumstances are engineered so that we can discover one thing.
在我们地上所遭遇的所有的事情呢，都是神特别良的制造，使我们能够发现神的恩典。
My grace is sufficient for thee.
使我们能够经历神说，我的恩典是够你用的。
Well, this afternoon we want to look at the second phrase.
今天呢，我们来读第二部分。
And his grace, which was towards me, is not in vain.
第二个部分说到，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的。
And his grace, which was towards me, has not been vain.
他所赐我的恩不是徒然的。
Brothers and sisters, this is what the Apostle Paul discovered.
这是使徒保罗所发现的。
Not just these three things we spoke about.
不光是刚才我们提到的三件事。
But he discovered that God's grace was towards him.
他这边说到是神所赐我的。
I don't know what you think about this little phrase, his grace is towards me.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹对这个所赐我的恩这句话有什么感觉没有。
But in the Christian life, when we think for a moment, all the things that are against us,It is a delight to discover, like the Apostle Paul discovered, that his grace is towards me.
在我们所经历的每一件事情上呢，像保罗所发现的一样，他所赐给我的恩典。
And it's not just for the Apostle Paul.
不仅是对保罗，使徒保罗是如此。
Indeed, he discovered his grace was towards me.
他实在是发现神的恩典是向着他。
But we should read this phrase, His grace is towards us.
乃是我们不但是这样的，并且我们要读到说，神的恩典是向着我们赐给的。
When you think of the Christian life,
当你想到基督徒的生活，
think of the myriads of opponents and adversaries and trials and hardships that we come up against in the Christian life.
想到我们所要面临的各样的试探，各样的难处，各样的抵挡。
And think for a moment just this one single discovery that the Apostle Paul made.
想想看，保罗在这里所发现的这一件宝贵的事。
With this myriad of opponents, so vile and so intent to destroy us.
我们所遇见各样的难处，各样的敌人，他们定义要毁坏我们。
In the middle of that opposition, there's a great discovery.
在这样的难处中呢，我们发现一个奇妙的真理。
And that great discovery is His grace is towards us.
乃是他所赐的恩是向着我们赐给我们的。
You remember the story of the feeding of the 5,000.
你记得这个主耶稣呢，用五饼二鱼喂饱了五千个男人。
You remember the Lord told His disciples to go into the boat and meet Him on the other side at Bethsaida. You remember the story.
你记不记得主耶稣催促门徒呢？坐船呢，到这个海的另外一边去。
And this is the way Mark describes it in his gospel in Mark chapter 6, 47 and 48.
你记得这个马可在第六章第四十五节这样记载。
And when evening was come,
到了晚上
the ships were in the midst of the sea.
船在海上。
And he alone upon the land.
他独自在岸上。
And seeing them laboring in rowing,
看见他的门徒们因着分不顺就摇橹甚苦。
For the wind was contrary to them.
因为风不顺。
Is there a more graphic description of our life as a Christian?
你看到这里面乃是非常生动的来比喻基督徒的生活。
Often we find that we're laboring and rowing.
我们每次呢发现我们自己在摇橹甚苦。
And often we find that the wind itself is contrary to us.
我们发现这个风的方向呢是反对我们的前进的。
For these disciples on the Sea of Galilee, this was a literal experience.
对于这些门徒来讲，类似他们真正的这样的经历。
But for us, it's a figurative reality in our life as a believer.
对你我来说呢，这乃是一个这个比喻一样，在我们生活上，它是一个比喻。
I like the way Young's literal literal version renders this.
我喜欢这个另外一个按照圣经的直接的翻译的那个经文。
It says of the Lord Jesus.
他说到主耶稣。
And he saw them harassed in rowing.
他说到说主耶稣看到他们呢被这个欺负。
For the wind was against them.
因为呢风是不顺的。
Now, haven't you found life is sometimes like that?
你发现你自己的生活生命是不是这样子呢？
Haven't you found you've been laboring and rowing?
你发现你自己在那边摇橹甚苦。
Haven't you found resistance when the wind is in your face?
你发现这风向呢是反着向吹的。
Thank God that in these circumstances, we can discover that His grace is towards us.
我们感谢神呢，在这样的环境中呢，我们会发现神的恩典是向着我们赐给我们的。
If the wind is against us,
当风是反向吹的时候
，then the opposite is His grace is towards us.
但是从另外一方面，你看到神的恩典反而是顺着我们的。
Something tremendous happened.
这边发现了一件非常了不起的事。
The Lord came down and got in the boat.
主耶稣呢就来到海上，然后进到船上。
And when the Lord of grace got into the boat, the winds fell.
当主耶稣一上船的时候呢，风就停住了。
And the storm recited.
那个风暴就停了。
This is what it means, the God of all grace.
这就是是各样恩典的神的意义。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know how to encourage you more.
弟兄姊妹，我实在不晓得怎样来鼓励你们。
But not only is His grace toward us in every difficulty we experience,
不但是神的恩典在我们所遇见的各样的难处里面是向着我们、顺着我们吹的。
But He Himself is in the boat with us.
主耶稣自己呢，乃是在船上与我们同在。
Can you imagine?
你能够想象吗？
What unspeakable grace that is.
你看到这个说不出来的恩典。
All sufficient grace for everything that's against us.
这个充充足足的恩典，当我们面临各样难处的时候。
And the ever presence of the Lord Himself.
主呢，一直与我们同在。
This is what it means, His grace is towards us.
这是神所赐给我们的恩典的意义。
You know, this myriad of opposition doesn't just stop with the circumstances of life.
我们知道这个我们所面临的各样的难处不仅是表现在我们生活中。
Satan himself is against us.
你知道这个不但是我们有难处并且呢撒旦自己呢魔鬼呢也来抵挡我们。
The Lord said this in John chapter 10 verse 10.
主耶稣这样说，在约翰福音第十章第十节的时候
，The thief cometh but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy.
他说， 盗贼来了，是要杀害，要偷窃，要毁坏。
But there's more of the story.
但是我们知道这里故事呢还没结束。
I don't know if y'all have ever heard the name Paul Harvey.
我不知道你有没有听过一个弟兄或一个人叫做 Paul Harvey 这个人。
The young people, Michelle, is looking at me puzzled.
我们的年轻人，这个伟伟他看到我好像不晓得我在说什么。
Paul Harvey was actually a Christian.
我们知道这个 Paul Harvey 这个人呢其实是一个基督徒。
And he was a radio commentary.
他是这个在无线电这个做广播的。
And the title of his radio commentary was The Rest of the Story.
那个他的那个节目呢就叫做其余的故事。
You know, as a matter of fact, Paul Harvey wrote a prophetic word. I want to tell you this.
那个这个、位弟兄呢他写了一段预言。
In 1964, he wrote an essay that said, If I were the devil.
他写了 一段短文说是如果我是魔鬼的话。
He understood the opposition of the enemy against us.
他明白呢魔鬼呢来怎样极力的抵挡我们。
Now, if you think I'm making this up, you can go to YouTube and type in Paul Harvey.
你如果不相信我的话，你到这个网络上去查这个 Paul Harvey 这个人。
You can find anything on YouTube, it seems, these days.
你现在呢，在那个YouTube 上可以找到所有的事情。
But I don't know if any of you know what I'm talking about.
我不晓得你知不知道我在讲什么。
It was incredibly prophetic.In 1964, of how the devil would work.
他在1964年说到魔鬼怎样来抵挡我们。
But here's the rest of the story.
我们的这是其余的另外的一些故事。
It's not Paul Harvey's story.
这不是这个弟兄的故事。
The Lord told the rest of the story.
我们的主耶稣呢就把其他的故事讲完了。
In John 10 verse 10, he said this.
在约翰福音第十章第十节，他说这样子。
He said, "I am come that they might have life."
他说我来了是要叫羊得生命。
And not that they might have life meagerly.
不是就是光仅仅得着生命而已。
He said, "I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly."
他说我来是叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
This is the grace of God that is towards us.
这是向着我们所赐的神的恩。
Not only that.
不但如此。
The enemy is the accuser of the brethren who accuses them day and night, it says.
我们知道这个魔鬼呢乃是在神面前呢昼夜控告弟兄的。
Listen to this in Revelation 12 verse 20.
你在那个启示录呢第十二章的第二十节这样说。
And I heard, Revelation 12 verse 10.
是 yeah, you said 20. 第十二章的第十节。
And I have heard a great voice in the heavens saying,
我听见在天上有大声音说。
Now has come salvation and the power of the kingdom of our God.
我神的救恩能力国度已经来到。
And the authority of our Christ.
并他基督的权柄。
For the accuser of the brethren has been cast out.
因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们的弟兄们的。
Who accused them before God day and night.
已经被摔下去了。
Though this greatest adversary be against us.
虽然是我们有这样强壮的这个敌人。
Thank God His grace is towards us.
但感谢主，这恩典是向着我们赐给我们的。
In the meantime, it tells us that they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb.
然后他说是他们胜过他是借着羔羊的血。
And they, and by reason of the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
并且他自己所见证的道。
And they loved not their lives even unto death.
他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
We can overcome this great adversary right now because of the grace of God.
我们今天呢就能够得胜。
And in the future, we have this glorious reality that the enemy will be cast down who accused us day and night before God.
有一天呢，我们有心中有确据， 就是这位在神面前昼夜控告我们呢， 就要被摔下去。
I think of another verse.
我可以想到另外一个经文。
Romans 8:31.
是罗马书第8章31节。
I think I shared on this verse last time I was here in Iceland.
我想到说上次呢，我在你们中间的时候， 我分享过这个经文。
What shall we say to these things?
既然如此，我们能说什么呢？
If God be for us,
若神帮助我们的,
who against us?
谁能抵挡我们呢?
Brothers and sisters, isn't that incredible?
弟兄姊妹们, 这不是非常奇妙的吗?
Though everything is against us,
虽然每一件事情都抵挡我们,
God is for us.
但是神是帮助我们的。
What more do you need?
我们还能说什么呢?
I think the world is against us.
我们还需要什么呢? 虽然是这个整个世界都抵挡我们。
Turn to John 15.
请你们打开这个约翰福音第15章。
Verse 18, I think it is.
18节。
John 15:18 says, If the world hate you, know that it's hated me before you.
世人若恨你们，你们知道恨你们以前已经恨我了。
If you were of the world would love its own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, on account of this, the world hates you.
你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的人。只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。
In Matthew 24, when the Lord was talking about the end days,
当在马太福音第24章主耶稣讲到末日的时候，
you remember he talked about wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and pestilences and all these things.
你记得主耶稣讲到战争，战争的这个谣言，并且是这个地震和瘟疫这些事。
But he said the end is not yet.
主耶稣说，但是呢， 末后尚没有来到。And
he says the world will persecute you for my name's sake.
世界为着我的名的缘故要逼迫你们。The
end is that the world hates us because it hated our Lord before us.
到末了呢，这个世界要恨我们，因为他们在恨我们以前呢，先恨我们的主。There
is going to be a day.
有一天，
When Christians, for just their words, will be persecuted.
基督徒呢, 就因着他们所说的话, 要被逼迫。
The world will hate them.
这世界呢, 世上的人呢, 要恨他们。
You already see it in Canada, in Great Britain.
你知道在加拿大或者在这个英国,
If a Christian stands upon his biblical beliefs, It is called hate speech.
如果一个基督徒站起来来说明他们所信仰的，那么就会被定作是 蛮有仇恨的言论。
And eventually you'll be cast in prison and jail because the haters call what we do hate speech.
他们就会把你 关到监狱里面，因为他们觉得呢，我们所说的呢，
Now, I'm just trying to give you a very broad picture. And that very broad picture is all these things are arrayed against us.
在这个大的图画中呢，你看到所有的事情在里面都是抵挡我们的。
But that very great relief is His grace is towards us.
在这些抵挡中呢，我们知道 主的恩典是向着我们并且赐给我们的，这是我们的安慰。Think
of sin for a moment.
我们让我们想到这个罪恶。How
sin is against us.
我们知道这个罪恶是怎样来抵挡我们呢？
Sin is the one thing that has the power to separate you from God.
因为只有罪呢，是我们能够跟神隔离。But
here's what the encouragement of grace says.
但是在这里嘛，恩典怎么说呢？
In Romans 5, verse 20.
在罗马书第五章第二十节这样说。
Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound.
律法本是外天的，叫过犯显多。只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。
Darby's version puts it a different way.
达比弟兄呢是这样翻译的。
But where sin abounded, grace overabounded.
罪在哪里显多呢？恩典就更加更多的显多了。
Isn't that encouraging?
这不是一个非常安慰的话吗？
Paul discovered his grace is towards us.
在这里保罗发现到这个神的恩典是向着我们赐给我们的。
And I think of the last adversary.
我们知道的我们最后一个敌人。
It's our own self.
是我们自己的。
You know, we can be our own worst enemy.
你知道我们自己是我们自己的最大的敌人。
That's why the Lord said, if you're going to be my disciple, you must take up your cross and follow me.
所以主耶稣说，你们若要跟从我呢，必须要舍己，并且背起你的十字架来跟从我。
Anyone who loves his life will lose it.
若有人爱他的性命就要失丧他的性命。
And anyone who loses his life for my name's sake shall find it to life eternal.
若有人为着我的名失丧他的生命，那就要找到他的生命。
Another illustration.
另外一个比喻是这样。
I know I'll confuse the young people.
我知道我讲到是这个年轻人有点。
Have you ever heard of Pogo cartoon?
你们听过这个。
I'm getting head shakes now.
那个 Pogo cartoon 啊，对不起，谢谢。
For us older people, these are sort of famous. Thank you.
对于这个老的人呢，这个是一个非常有名的游戏。
It simply was a rewriting of a major historic statement.
他这个游戏呢，乃是把整个历史呢重新用这个很简短的语文呢把它写出来。
It's often repeated.
常常被引用。
And the statement in the cartoon was, "We have met the enemy, and he is us."
那个卡通里面这样子说啊、我们找到了我们的敌人，竟然是我们自己。
Have you ever discovered how difficult you are?
你有没有发现你自己啊多么麻烦呢、啊、
？Paul shares his agony in Romans 7.
我们知道保罗呢，在那个罗马书第七章里面，他在那里呢为自己的缘故在那边挣扎。
He said, "I wanted to do what was right, but I couldn't do it."
我想要做这个对的事，但是我竟然做那个我恨的事。
I could will to do what's right, but the power in me was not there to do what's right.
我想要做对的事，但是呢，我里面没有能力来实行。
Yet there's grace toward us to even overcome the self-life.
是的，神的恩典呢，使我们能够胜过自己的生命。
I think this is a great encouragement.
我想这是一个非常大的鼓励。
Look at Ephesians 3:7-8.
让我们读这个以弗所书的第三章的第七、第八节。
Ephesians 3:7-8.
第三章的第七、第八节。
I'll begin in a little bit of 7. By the glad tidings of which I am become minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me.
他说是我做了这福音的执事，是照神的恩赐，这恩赐是照他所运行的大能赐给我的。
According to the working of his power.
他这个恩赐恩典是照他所运行的大能赐给我的。
Paul discovered two great secrets that were towards him.
在这里呢，告诉我们，保罗发现两件秘密。
According to the gift of the grace of God given to me, number one.
第一个是照着神的恩赐。
And according to his power working in me, number two.
照着他运行的大能赐给我的，这是第二个秘密。
This is the secret of His grace that is towards us.
这是讲到说神的恩典是向着我们并且赐给我们的。
I don't know if it hits you the same way it hits me.
我不晓得你们是不是像打动我一样的打动你们呢？
But it overwhelmed the Apostle Paul.
我们知道这句话是保罗呢没有办法自持。
And he couldn't wait to share this secret with the church at Ephesus.
他巴不得呢把这个秘密呢告诉那个以弗所的弟兄姊妹。
And that secret that he shared with the church of Ephesus was the gift of grace and his mighty working in me.
他向他们所告诉他们的秘密乃是神恩典里的礼物恩赐，还有这个运行在他里面的大能。
I would encourage you to do a study, a Bible study.
我鼓励你们呢做这个圣经的研究。
Look at the word, the phrase towards us in the Bible.
你去找这个向着我们这个词。
Look at the phrase towards me in the Bible.
从圣经里面把这个向着我的词也找出来。
I think you'll be greatly helped if you discover how much grace is towards us.
你能够发现有多少次说到神的恩典是向着我们的，你就因此会得到安慰。
Let me give you a few examples.
让我
Romans 5 verse 8.
这个比喻，罗马书第五章第八节。
But God commends His love to us in that while we being still sinners, Christ has died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
His love is towards us.
他的爱向我们显明。
Look at 1 John 1 verse 9.
我们读这个第约翰一书第一章的第九节。
I'm sorry, I was going the wrong way. 1 John 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all righteousness.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的、公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
I don't think I had the right verse. But not only is His love towards us, but His blood is for us.
不但是他的爱向着我们，并且他的宝血也是为着我们。
If you look at many verses in the Bible, you're going to begin to discover the secret that the Apostle Paul discovered.
你如果来读圣经的话，你会发现这个保罗所发现的秘密。
I think of Ephesians 1:19, we don't have time to read it.
另外一个地方是以弗所书一章十九节。
I would like you to read it sometime.
我希望你们呢。
I think of Psalm 117 verse 2.
或者是诗篇117篇第二节。
And then I think of Song of Solomon, chapter 7 verse 10.
我也想到这个歌中之歌里面第七章第十节。
The Shulamite maiden concluded this.
苏拉蜜女呢这样子说。
I am a beloved.
我属于我良人。
And his desire is towards me.
我良人也恋慕我。
Can you imagine anything greater than that?
你能够想到比这个更伟大的事吗？
We are the Lord's.
我们是属于主的。
We're not just his servants.
我们不仅是他的仆人。
We are beloved to him.
我们是他的良人，是他的爱人。
And he is beloved to us.
他也是把我们当作他的良人。
And even more great.
我们看到一个比这更大的。
His desire is toward us.
他说到说，主是恋慕我们的。
I will read these verses. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 and 8.
以弗所书第一章的七节的八节。
Chapter 1 verse 7 and 8.
第一章的七节的八节。
in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of offenses, according to the riches of His grace.
我们借说这爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
Which He has caused to abound towards us in all wisdom and intelligence.
这恩典是神用诸般的智慧、聪明、充充足足的赏给我们的。
Notice what is towards us, brothers and sisters.
请你们这边注意到什么事情是向着我们的呢？
That phrase, the riches of His grace.
乃是说到丰富的恩典。
It's not just some grace.
这不是说到一点的恩典。
It's not just a little grace.
不是一点点的恩典。
It's not partial grace.
不是部分的恩典。
What is towards us is the riches of His grace.
他说要给我们的乃是丰富的恩典。
These are the graphic words the Apostle Paul uses.
保罗用的词乃是图画一般的词句。
And if you look at Ephesians chapter 2 verse 7, Paul gets even stronger.
在第二章的第七节呢，他就更强烈的用这种词句。
It says that he might display in the coming ages the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus.
要将他极丰盛的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里面向我们所赐的恩赐，显明给后来的世代看。
In this hour that we live with so much against us,
当我们活在充满敌意的环境中，
He has lavished upon us the riches of His grace.
神呢，把他极丰盛的恩典呢，加在我们。
But it will take the coming ages.For him to display in us the surpassing riches of his grace.
神要是显要显明给后来的时代看，他向我们在我们身上所显明的极大的恩典。
That is what the apostle Paul saw.
这是保罗所看见的。
He said, "And his grace, which is towards me."
他说到说。神的恩典乃是向着我赐给我的。
The second point I'd like to make.
第二点呢
is this grace is abundant and inexhaustible.
这个恩典乃是极丰富的，并且是用不尽的。
In other words, the measure of His grace is great toward us.
这乃是说到神要赐给我们恩典的那个度量是非常大的。
As a matter of fact, the measure of His grace is measureless.
用另外一句话说，神要量给我们的恩典是没法测量的。
You cannot quantify the unquantifiable.
你没有办法测量，你没有办法量的东西。
You cannot calculate the incalculable.
你不能够计算那不能计算出来的东西。
I have spent a career trying to calculate. Every day, all I do is calculate, calculate.
我在我的工作上，每天整天到晚呢，就来计算计算。
How strong something has to be.
我要计算出说强度有多少。
How big the structure has to be.
我要计算出这个建筑要多大。
Sometimes it's stacks and stacks of calculations.
我是这个计算加上计算一叠子啊。
I'll never forget, I had a very difficult project one time.
有一次呢我接到一个非常困难的工作。
And the client didn't pay me a very good fee.
所以的客户呢没有付我很多的钱。
And I had a thought.
那我那时候我就这样想。
I said, I'll go to him and speak with him in person.
So 我说我要跟我的客户讲一讲。
And I took this enormous stack of calculations and put it in the middle of the desk.
我就把这个一叠我的计算好的东西呢放在他的桌上。
And I said, see, that's what I did.
你看到吗？这是我所做的。
He didn't know what I did.
他不晓得我做了什么。
He said, what did you do that you deserve this fee you're asking for?
那你做了什么配得你向我要的这个工价呢
？This huge stack of calculations, he was convinced.
他看到我这么一叠的计算出来的东西，他就信服了。
But when it comes to the riches of His grace,
当我们看到神 丰富的恩典的时候
，and even more when it comes to the surpassing riches of His grace，
当我们看到他极大的恩典的时候
，you cannot calculate it，
我们没办法计算
，there is no measurement，
我们没办法量度
，there's no degree，
我们没办法知道
，there's no height，
多大
，there's no
高
depth，
或者多深
，there's no breadth。
或者是多宽
There's no length to calculate the incalculable.
因为没有一样东西可以把这些都量好。
I love Annie Johnson Flint's famous hymn.
我们知道有一个姊妹叫做 Annie, 她写了一个非常有名的诗歌。
You may know this hymn.
你可能知道这首诗歌。
It's He giveth more grace.
他赐我们更多的恩典。
And this is the way it goes.
这是这个诗歌的歌词。
He giveth more grace.
他给我们更多的恩典。
His love has no limit.
他的爱是没有止境的。
His grace has no measure.
他的恩典是没有办法测量的。
His power has no boundary known unto men.
他的能力是人没有办法限制的。
Listen very carefully what our sister discovered.
你注意听我们的姊妹所发现的。
For out of his infinite riches in Jesus,
在基督那个永远的丰富的里面
，He giveth，
他不断的赐给
，and giveth，
不断的赐我们恩典
，and giveth again，
并且把那个给不尽的恩典继续赐给我们。
Here is one who understood the inexhaustible, abundant.Measureless grace of God.
这位姊妹们认识到那个测不透、量不透、永远无限的神的恩典。
I don't know if you've ever heard Annie Johnson Flint's story.
我不晓得你们有没有听到这位姊妹 Annie Johnson Flint 这个姊妹的故事。
Both of her parents died when she was 6 years old.
她六岁的时候她的父母亲都死亡了。
As a 14-year-old girl, she developed crippling arthritis in her hands.
14岁的时候呢，她得了这个风湿病。
And she could not walk.
她没办法走路。
Her hands drew up tight in balls.
她的手呢，就要紧紧地握住。
And so her one dream to be a concert pianist was dashed.
她一直有一个梦想，想要做一个钢琴家，但是这个梦呢就不能实现。
But in the midst of that great affliction, she discovered the highest grace.
在她这样的痛苦中，她发现神最高的恩典。
She began to write poetry.
她开始写诗歌。
And with those gnarled hands, she took her knuckles and she typed on a typewriter.
她用那个这关节呢。在用打字机打出那些诗歌来。
She discovered the marvelous grace of God.
她发现了神的奇妙的恩典。
She wrote these words, His love has no limit.
她说到神的爱是没有止境的。
His grace has no measure.
她的恩典是没有办法测量的。
His power has no boundary known unto man.
没有人能够限制神的大能。
For out of his infinite riches in Jesus,
从主耶稣那个无限的恩典里
,he giveth,
他赐给我们
,and giveth,
并且他赐给我们更多
,and giveth again,
他不断地赐给我们。
Here is someone who knew his grace towards me.
这个是认识神的恩典是为着我们的这个一个人。
When I think of the grace of God, I think of two words.
当我想到神的恩典的时候，我就想到两个字。
They are abundant.
第一个，他们是丰富的。
And it is inexhaustible.
并且它是用不尽的。
When I think of the abundance of His grace,
当我想到神恩典的丰富的时候，
I think of that verse again in Ephesians 1 verse 7.
我想到的罗马以弗所书的第一章第七节那句话。
The riches of His grace.
神丰富的恩典。
When I think of the inexhaustible grace of God, I think of Ephesians 2 verse 7.
当我想到说神永不尽的恩典的时候，我想到这个第二章第七节。
The surpassing riches of His grace.
来说到这个基督极丰富的恩典。
Now, brothers and sisters, you cannot exaggerate the grace of God.
你不能够用任何的形容词呢，来限制神的恩典。
You cannot embellish the grace of God.
你没有办法把神的恩典说透。
There are no words that can measure and explain the depths of the grace of God.
没有任何字句能够把神恩典的深度描写出来。
Paul tried to do this again and again.
保罗呢，试着来描述神恩典。
We've already mentioned Romans 5 verse 20.
我们读到过罗马书第五章第二十节。
Where sin abounded, grace overabounded.
罪在哪里显多，恩典就显得更多。
The old Orthodox Jewish translation put that different.
那个犹太人的翻译呢，是这样子翻译的。
It means overflowed in abundance.
他说到是在丰富的里面呢，他满溢出来了。
You know, when you look at Paul's life, he wrote an autobiography.
你知道这个在保罗的书信里面，你看到他的自传。
That autobiography is 2 Corinthians.
他的自传呢，就是哥林多后书。
In 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8, he said this.
他在第九章的第八节，他这样说。
Listen to this very carefully.
你来仔细的读。
And if you don't mind, underline these phrases in your Bible.
你如果想要做的话，你可以把这个经文呢，把它画下来，在你的圣经里。
And God is able to make all grace abound to you.
他说，神能将各样的恩典多多的加给你们。
That you always having is the word.
是你们凡事常常充足。
All sufficiency.
他见到凡事常常充足。
In all things.
凡事上
may abound to every good work.
是你们能多行各样善事。
Think of that. Can there be a greater explanation of the grace of God than that?
你在里面看到比这个更好描述神的恩典的词句吗？
All grace abound to you.
他要说神是各样的恩典多多的加给你们。
Always having all sufficiency,
凡事常常充足
in all things,
在各样的事上。
In 2 Corinthians 9 verse 14, he made this statement.
在第十四节呢，哥林多后书十九章第十四节这样说。
On account of the exceeding grace of God which was upon you.
他说到说，因神极大的恩典显在你们心里。
You get the point.
你看到这点吗？
He's searching for words to describe the depth of this grace that is towards us.
他想要找一个词句来描写神向着我们赐给我们的这个恩典。
And then the Lord spoke to the Apostle Paul directly in 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9.
然后主呢，亲口呢，向保罗在第十二章说了那句话。
Now, if you have a red letter version, you'll notice in some of them, these words in 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9 are in red letter.
你知道，如果是你用这个红字版的圣经的话，你知道这个第十二章第九节呢，乃是红字。
Because these are the words of the Lord himself, spoken directly to the Apostle Paul.
因为这些话呢，是主呢，亲口向保罗说的。
He said, my grace,is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.
他说我的恩典呢够你用的，因为我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。
Brothers and sisters, this was the great discovery of the Apostle Paul.
弟兄姊妹们，这是使徒保罗的一个极大的发现。
The Lord Jesus said, there's one more lesson, one vital lesson you need to learn.
乃是说到我们所要学的这最重要的功课。
It's interesting to me that the Lord didn't send an angel to speak to the Apostle Paul.
我常常想说，为什么神不差遣一个天使跟保罗讲呢？
He didn't just give him a vision and spoke to the Apostle Paul.
为什么不在这个异象中向他说话呢？
It wasn't another third heaven experience that he spoke to the Apostle Paul.
为什么不把他提到三重天然后跟他讲呢？
But the Lord himself spoke to the Apostle Paul.
这乃是神主耶稣亲自的亲口向他说。
And he said these words that should be written upon our heart.
这些话呢，每个字应该都刻在我们心里。
My grace is sufficient for thee.
我的恩典够你用的。
For my strength is made perfect in weakness.
因为我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。
And then look at 1 Timothy 1 verse 14.
那我们看到这个提摩太前书的第一章第十四节。
It seems the Apostle Paul tried to outdo himself.
我们看到说保罗好像跟他自己竞争一样。
But the grace of our Lord Jesus surpassingly overabounded with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus.
并且我主的恩是格外丰盛，是我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。
I've already told you I'm an engineer and I don't understand English.
我刚才说到我是工程师，我不明白英文。
But I know it means something very great indeed to see that the Apostle Paul knew that his grace was surpassingly overabundant.
他在这里呢，保罗想要说到，就是神的恩典是不但是丰盛，并且是格外的丰盛。
These are the strongest words.
这些是最强烈的词句。
It's not just a little grace.
不是光是一点点的恩典。
It's abundant grace.
这是丰富的恩典。
The grace that is towards us is not just a portion of grace.
不是一部分的恩典。
It's inexhaustible grace.
乃是用不尽的那个恩典。
I remember Spurgeon talked about one time when he walked around London.
有时这个斯波真呢在伦敦走路的时候。
And he saw a sign on a business that said, limited capital.
他看到一个大楼写作是有限公司。
Sometimes I think that's the way we think of the grace of God. It's limited capital.
有时候我们想到神的恩典是像神开了一个有限公司一样。
You can exhaust it.
这个的资源有限的。
It'll run out.
有一天你如果不好用的话它会用掉用光。
Anything is unlimited.
弟兄姊妹们，神的恩典是用不光的。
It's the grace of God.
是神的恩典。
I remember a few times I've watched this show called Shark Tank.
有一次我看到这个电视上的一个节目叫做这个鲨鱼。
He's very wealthy, you're shaking your head, you've never seen it.
这个鲨鱼缸。
Is a bad translation?
就是你为什么笑了，是不是翻译
的不好啊？ He's probably never seen it. But these wealthy investors.
是这个节目呢说到一些几个这个非常有钱的投资家。
Hear this plea for money to help this guy or gal who's invented something so great, the world must have it.
这些投资家呢，想要帮助这些年轻的发明家呢，他们能够把他们东西呢卖出去发财成功。
And they're hoping one of these sharks, as they're called, will release some of their capital to help them put forth this great business plan they have.
所以他们叫这个有钱的投资者呢，鲨鱼。他们希望说，这些发明家呢，希望这个说服这个鲨鱼呢，能够投资在他们的产品上，使他们能够成功。
And their stick is always the same.
他们所讲的都是一样的。
They try to invest the littlest they can to get the greatest portion of that business they can.
他们这个投资家呢，想要用最少的投资得到最大的回报。
And if they don't like the deal, they simply come with two words and they say, I'm out.
如果他们不喜欢投资在这个产品上，他就说，我要，出局了。
Can you imagine if God only invested limited grace in us?
你想到这个，如果神呢，像这个鲨鱼一样，这些投资家一样，用最小的投资来投资在我们身上吗？
Can you imagine God ever saying for you or for me, I'm out?
你能想象说主呢对你我说啊，哎呀，我出局了。
This is the greatness of the grace of God.
就是神恩典伟大的地方。
I think of another beautiful hymn.
我想到另外一个非常美貌的美丽的诗歌。
You may know this hymn.
你可能知道这个诗歌。
Marvelous grace.
这个叫做奇妙的恩典。
Julia Johnson's hymn, Marvelous grace.
这个是另外一个姊妹的诗歌叫做奇妙的。
Listen to what she says about the abundant and inexhaustible.
让我们看看她怎样来描述神的丰富和用之不竭。
Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace.
奇妙、无限、没有办法测度的恩典。
Freely bestowed on all who believe.
那些对着那些相信的人呢，是白白的赐给我们。
You that are longing to see His face，
我们渴慕、渴望见到他的面容。
Will you at this moment His grace receive？
在这一个时刻，难道你不愿意接受他的恩典吗
？This is inexhaustible grace。
这是说到那个用不尽的恩典。
I love an old story D.L. Moody told.
穆迪弟兄这样子说了一个故事。
He told about a rich man.
他说到一个有钱的人。
Who was wanting to help a poor man.
这个有钱的人想要帮助一个贫穷的人。
And so this rich man with seemingly unending resources.
这个有钱的人好像是这个钱用不完一样。
To take this money and as you see fit, give it to this poor man.
他说你把这个钱呢拿去给这个穷人。
So the friend sent this poor man £5.
所以他的朋友呢就用这个五磅的钱呢给了这个穷人。
He said, here are £5.
他的朋友跟那个穷人说这个五磅。
Use it wisely.
要非常有智慧的使用它。
And then he said more to follow.
然后他就说呢，后面还有更多的。
Then another time it happened.
就另外一个时候呢
，He sent this poor man £5 more.
他就又把英镑呢给了这个贫穷人。
And all he said was more to follow.
然后他又跟他讲说，后面还有更多。
And then he sent him again £5.
过了不久呢，他又给他5个英镑。
And he said more to follow.
然后他又跟他讲说后面还有更多。
Brothers and sisters, this is the inexhaustible grace of God.
弟兄姊妹们，这个故事说到神用不完的恩典。
It never runs out.
我们永远用不完他的恩典。
You always hear God saying more to follow.
你会听到主不断地对我们说后面还有更多的。
If you take His grace,
如果你接受了神的恩典
you can discover even more of His grace.
你会发现神更多的恩典。
This is what it means when James wrote these words in James 4:6.
你知道这是雅各呢在他的4:6呢所说出来的这个真意。
But He gives more grace.
他赐更多的恩典。
You know, I never think of James as a book of grace.
我呢一直没有把雅各书当作讲到神恩典的书。
I know y'all are worried. I keep bending over, but this is a pad. It seems to be helping my back from lag, but it keeps slipping back. I'm too active. You need to chain me to the lectern.
你知道我为什么弯腰这个 动这个垫子，就是因为这个垫子会跑。
But you know, I never think of James as a book about grace.
我永远就我一直没有想到这个雅各书是讲到神恩典的书。
I think of James as a book about law, a book about works.
我们对于这个雅各书的认识就是雅各书是讲到律法的，是讲到行为的。
Martin Luther had the same opinion of the letter of James.
马丁路德呢对雅各书有这样的偏见。
He loved the letter of Galatians that was filled with grace.
他喜欢呢这个加拉太书，因为加拉太书充满着福音的恩典。
He called it his sword.
他叫这个加拉太书呢是他手中的宝剑。
But I believe he referred to the book of James as a reed.
但是他呢说雅各书呢就像一个稻草一样在他身上。
Yet, when you look at the book of James, you discover one of the most precious verses on grace in the whole Bible.
但是你如果读雅各书的话，你会发现这个一个词啊，是讲到神的恩典。
He giveth more grace.
是，但他赐更多的恩典。
This is the verse that Annie Johnson Flynn was inspired to write her great hymn about.
那位 Annie 姊妹啊，她写的这个诗啊，诗歌叫做她赐更多的恩典，就是从这段话得到的灵感。
His grace is abundant and inexhaustible.
她的恩典是丰富的，并且是用不尽的。
Now let me just conclude with a final point.
让我用最后一点呢来结束今天的信息。
When you read this second phrase in this verse, our text, you discover something.
你从那个今天的本文呢的第二部分你读到的时候，你会发现这一点。
It says, "And his grace, which was towards me, was not in vain."
他说他所赐给我的恩典呢。不是突然的。
This is his glorious testimony.
这是他蛮有荣耀的见证。
The Apostle Paul is saying his grace towards me, his inexhaustible grace.
他说是他所赐给我的恩是一个用不尽的恩典。
His abundant grace
是丰富的恩典。
Was not in vain.
是不是突然的。
Brothers and sisters, this needs to be our testimony.
这个也是需要成为我们的见证。
Now, I don't want to end on a sad note, but I would like to end on a sobering note.
我不想呢以这个悲剧做我的信息的结束，但是我是想要用这个警语来结束我的信息。
It is possible.
这下面就是有可能的。
It is possible.
是有可能的。
That this grace that has been lavished upon us,
这个丰富的恩典加在我们身上的丰富的恩典
could be in vain,
可能是成为突然。
Can you imagine?
你能想象吗？
Listen to just a few verses.
你们来听这几段经文。
2 Corinthians 6 verse 1.
格林多后书第六章第一节。
But his fellow workmen.We also beseech you that you receive not the grace of God in vain.
我们与神同工的也劝你们不要徒受他的恩典。
It's possible.
因为这是有可能的。
Listen to Galatians 1 verse 6.
要去读到这个加勒太
第一章第六节。Thus quickly change from him that called you to Christ.Grace to a different gospel.
我希奇你们这么快离开拿借着基督的恩召你们的去从了别的福音。
These are believers who turn from the glory of Christ to a different gospel.
这些是信徒他们呢离开了那个荣耀的恩典然后去从了别的福音。
Listen to Galatians 2 verse 21.
第二章的第二十一节。
I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness is by the law, then Christ has died for nothing.
他说到，我不废掉神的恩， 义若是借着律法得着，基督就是突然死了。
It is possible
那这是有可能发生的。
To set aside the infinite
把离开神这个永远无限的
The inexhaustible grace of God
永不尽的神恩典。
Here's the strongest words in Galatians
那么在哥林多加拉太书呢有更强烈的字。
Chapter 5 verse 4
第五章的第四节
Ye have fallen from grace
你们从恩典中堕落了。
Can you imagine if that were said of us as believers?
你能够想象这个是像那个信徒所说这样的话吗
?Hebrews 10 verse 29 says, You've insulted the spirit of grace.
在希伯来书里面说到说你们亵慢了施恩的圣灵。
Hebrews 12 verse 15 talks about one who lacks, the grace of God.
在希伯来书十二章十五节说到他们这个缺少神的恩典。
And Jude 4 finally says this.
那在犹大书第四节他这样说。
Turning the grace of God into dissoluteness.
把神的恩典成为放纵肉体的机会。
Brothers and sisters, these are sobering warnings.
这些乃是警告。
We can either go through this life and discover the infinite, incalculable grace of God.
我们在过基督徒生活的时候，我们会发现神这个无限用不尽的恩典。
And if we do that, we like the Apostle Paul will give positive testimony and say his grace was not in vain.
如果我们这样行的话，那么我们像保罗一样，就是说，他说是我的恩呢，是不是突然的
？But if we like these other warnings，
但是如果是我们看到另外一边的警告的时候
，We will have to confess，
我们必须要承认
，For me， His grace was in vain。
对我来说呢，神的恩典就可能落空了。
Now that doesn't mean you'll lose your salvation.
这并不是说你失去你的救恩。
The holiness people take this too far.
我们知道有一批弟兄姊妹叫做这个圣洁团，他们呢太极端的解释这段经文。
It simply means you don't allow the grace of God, the infinite grace of God, the incalculable grace of God to do its perfect work in your life.
就是说到这个你没有让这个无限的恩典，这个不能计算度量的恩典呢，做成在你里面完成他的工作。
May we all be like the Apostle Paul.
但愿每一个人都像使徒保罗一样。
May we say and His grace.
让我们说他的恩典
，which was towards me，
是赐给我的
，was not in vain，
是不是突然的
？Thank God that though everything is against us.
感谢神，虽然是所有的事情都反对我们。
His grace is towards us.
但是他的恩典是向着我们。
Thank God that this grace that is towards us is not meager or partial.
感谢神，这个恩典不是一点点。
But it's abundant and inexhaustible.
乃是丰富的，乃是用不尽的。
And thank God that we can allow the grace of God to work in our lives to such a degree.
感谢神，我们能够让神的恩典在我们里面做成。
That we can say,
做成他的工作，使我们能够说
His grace that was towards me,
他的恩所赐给我的恩
was not in vain,
不是突然的。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we commit these words to you.
主啊，我们把这些话再交在你手中。
How we pray that you will make them living.
但愿你能够使这些话成为实在，成为活的。
We confess our own inadequacy to express what the Word of God states.
我们承认我们实在是没有办法将你的话表明的完全。
But we ask the Holy Spirit to make alive your Word in such a way.
但愿圣灵能够将你的话点活在我们的里面。
That will be those that are captured.
所以我们的这些在座的都能够被你的话摸着。
Abundant.
被这个丰富的。
An inexhaustible grace.
用不尽的恩典能够得着。
And that in the end, this testimony of the Apostle Paul will be our testimony.
是我们能够成为保罗所说的那个见证。
And his grace,
他的向我赐的恩典
which was towards me,
赐给我的恩典
was not in vain.
不是徒然的。
We ask this together in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
You okay, man?
Yeah. I'm okay.
You okay?